Okay, today is Daf Chavav. We're on Chavav. We're going to start the new parak. I believe this is the last parak. No, it's not the last parak. Yes, it is. The last parak of Masechtas Tainus. And here we go. What? B'shlosha prokim bashana, three times a year, kahanim nosin es kapeyim arba pa'amim bayom. Three times a year, kahanim duchin four times a day. There are three different times a year when the kahanim duchin four times. What are those 3 days? What are those three times? No. Three times, they duchin four times. So there are only 3 days when they duchin four times. What are the 3 days? Meshachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilas Hasharim.
Those are the four times.
Those are the four times. Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ilas Hasharim. Those are the four times. What are the 3 days? Tainios. Anytime there's a Tainus. Now, when is there Musaf when there's a Tainus? The Gemara is going to ask that question. What? No, Ne'ilu is.
They would have.
Yeah, let's assume they had that. That's not such a kasha. The kasha is Musaf. Shachris, everyone daven Shachris. Musaf, Mincha, and Tainus, number one, on a Tainus. Number two, on Ma'amados, on a Maimid day. We'll see what that is. And three is Yom Kippur. Three is Yom Kippur. Okay? The Chassam Sofer says, it's a mitzvah, you see from here, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, that whenever you have a tefillah, you have duchening. Right? Seems to be like that. The Minchas Chinuch argues is not only the Rabbanan. Min HaTorah, it's one time a day. So, okay, it's a detail machlokas. Elu hein hamoados. What? Why what? That's a separate question. It's a very good question. That's such a good... Why don't Kahanim duchen in Chutz Laretz? Except for Yontif. That's such a good question. There isn't an answer to that question. There's no answer. There's no answer. By the way, it's Fardim do. They took it on Shabbos. On Shabbos. I don't know what they're doing in the week. I don't know. I have a neighbor who's a Sephardi. He told me that he likes davening. His wife is not well, whatever. So he davens Vosikin. He says, if I can't daven Vosikin, I daven Hashkama. Like, you know, as early as possible. He said, but I still go to hear Kahanim. He goes to just hear the Kahanim, you know? Like, it's a myth. They do it. Why we don't do it? There's no reason. There really isn't a reason. There's a story, the Baal Shem Tov. Was it the Baal Shem Tov? The Bach? Somebody wanted to reintroduce it. They wanted to introduce it. They had the town got the fire. They took it as a sin. They shouldn't reintroduce it. It's a very good question. Why we don't do it every day? Why not on Shabbos at least? Because it's not tied to the land of Israel. It's not a Tluyas Ba'aretz. It's not like Shemitah. It has nothing to do with that. Anyway, what are Mamados? What is that? So, Lefi Shenemar, because it says, it's actually this week's Parsha is Pinchas. It says, Tzaves B'nei Yisrael, Es Karbani Lachmi, right? I command you, B'nei Yisrael, bring my carbon. What do you mean, bring my carbon? I'm not even there. The Kahanim are involved. V'chi Eich Karbano Shel Adam Karav. How can a person bring the carbon? V'u'ena Omen Al-Gavav. He's not even there. What do you mean, you Klai Yisrael? You, Mr. Klai Yisrael, you bring a carbon. What do you mean, I bring? I'm not even there. So it's Ginu, they made a rule. Nevi'im HaRishonim made this rule. Esrim va'arba mishmaros. We all know that there are 24 mishmaros of Kahanim. Just like there are 24 mishmaros of Kahanim, I'll call mishmar or mishmar. On each and every mishmar, hayamaimud be Yerushalayim. There was a maimud in Yerushalayim. It means representatives. Shal Kahanim, shal Levi'im, shal Yisraelim. It's a whole machlokas, if that means Kahanim and Levi'im as well. They were there anyway. With a separate mamadim, that's a machlokas. Rashi says yes. Rashi says...
Isn't it difficult to interpret
that
the steps
would be maimad? Maimad means to stand, as Milo. Milo, share Milo. Maimad means to stand. It means they stood there, the representatives, right? Yeah. Rashi has a whole long Rashi here whether the Kahanim are included in the Maimon or not. It doesn't make a difference. Higia Zman HaMishmar La'alos Kahanim V'Levi'im Olim L'Yerushalayim. It was that family's Kahanim Levi's turn. They went to Yerushalayim. the Israel Sheba Osa Mishmar, and there were Israelim connected to each Mishmar. So some of them also went to Yerushalayim, Rashi points out, and the rest of them, Miskantin La'arehem, not everybody went, a few went, the rest of them stayed in the town. That week was a special week. The Miskantin but La'arehem, they stayed in the town, the Korin B'masa Bereshis, and they waned from Parshas Bereshis. And the Anshei Maimid, we're going to read the parentheses, even though not everyone holds from it, we'll read it anyway. The Anshei Maimid, Hayim Mis'anin Arba Yomim B'Shavua. The Anshei Maimid would fast 4 days that week. Miyom Beis Ad Yom Chamishi. Monday through Thursday. Lo Hayim Mis'anim Erev Shabbos. They would not fast on Friday B'Bnei Kavod HaShabbos, because of Kavod Shabbos. V'lo Be'echad B'Shabbos. They wouldn't fast on Monday. I'm sorry, on Sunday. So here the Mishnah says, it's very, very hard on the body to go from a big Shabbos to a feast day to right away a fast day. So no fasting on Sundays. What? I know. That's in parentheses. Later in the week.
So we never fasted.
Right, but we do. Later in the week, the Gemara is going to say. What? No. No, nothing to do with that. Later in the week, 1 second. What? So that's the problem? Interesting. Later in the week, the Gemara is going to say, the reason why we don't fast on Sundays is because that's when the Goyim fast. That's the Goyish holiday. Which is a problem because that wasn't established in the times of the Tanaim. So we'll get to it later in the week. Right, but it says no term. So the Meiri changes the gear. So right. We'll see you later in the week. That's a funny thing. We don't do something because of the Goyim. That's a big question. When do you do that? Whatever. Anyway, here it says because it's too much of a contrast to the body to go from a Shabbos to a fast day. Okay. B'yom Rishon. This is hard now. B'yom Rishon on the first day. Now they're going through the laning. It was special laning. So by the way, they didn't have a Musaf on that either. On a Maimed day. Stam a day in the week, during the week. So how is it a Musaf? You want to tell me Daven Ni'ila? Good. Fine. Ni'ila can do whatever you want. What about Musaf? So the Gemara is going to answer that question as well. But before we get to the Gemara, there's a lot more Mishnayos here. Now the Mishnayos are going to go through all the laning for all the days. Now, it's hard because, here, B'yom HaRishon, Bereshis V'yihi Rakia. Yeah, a chumash would help. 1 second.
They rained every day?
Yeah.
A portion there?
Okay. Now, here we go. B'yom HaRishon, Bereshis V'yihi Rakia. On the first day they laned from Bereshis to V'yihi Rakia. That's 6 psukim. Okay? B'sheni V'yihi Rakia Yikavu Hamayim. From Pasuk Vav V'yihi Rakia to Pasuk Tes Yikavu Hamayim. B'ashlishi Yikavu Hamayim V'yihi Ma'oros. Another few psukim. It's already a lot of psukim. Four or five psukim. From Pasuk Yud. For Pasuk Tes, the Pasuk Yud, Dalet. Bervi, Yihima Oros, Vishritu Amayim. Then for Pasuk Yud, Dalet, to Pasuk Chof. And the Chamishi, Yishritu Amayim, Vatotzia Oretz. Then on Yom Chamishi, from Pasuk Chof, to Pasuk Chof Dalet. Vashishi, Vatotzia Oretz, Vechul HaShemayim. That goes to Vechul HaShemayim, to the end of the Perek. It's a lot of psukim. From Pasuk Chof Dalet, all the Pasuk Laman Aleph. What? So Parsha Gedola, the Gemara is going to ask that question. So Parsha Gedola, Koronos Oshidayim, a big Parsha, you have two people, call two people. Vektana biyachid. And for the small parsha, you call up one person. Not sure what that means. It means you only have five first day is only five psukim.
So
only five psukim. No, you can call you can't call up one person. So the Gemara is going to ask how you figured how did you
question?
She just asked that. The Gemara is going to ask that question. The Gemara is going to ask that question, and we're going to say that you repeat psukim. So we'll see. We'll get to that later in the week. Okay. Now, b'shachris u'b'musaf, that was on shachris and musaf time they would lane. Mincha time, nichnasim, they would come to shul. V'korin al peh, they would read it by heart. V'korin is a shema, like you read shema. You don't pull out a Torah to read the shema. You read it by heart. Like today we have something called a siddur. So same thing by mincha time. Er Shabbos b'mincha, but if it was a Friday, lo hayin nichnasim, they wouldn't go to shul like that, but they covered Shabbos. Because it was covered Shabbos, they're getting ready for Shabbos, they wouldn't have this whole long mincha. Kol yom sheyesh bo halel, ein bo maimid shachris. Any day that there's halel, you would not have a maimid on shachris time. But this extra laning, this extra long davening, you wouldn't have it. There's only one day like that, where it's possible to have musaf and also have halel. That day is Chanukah. Right? Look at the top Tosfos. Pirish, the Hainu Chanukah. It's only Chanukah. K'dibshar yomtif. You can't have, it's impossible to have a halal without musaf. Except for Chanukah. That's what. What? The Gemara is going to talk about that in a minute. That's only one of the days.
Yeah.
Carbon musaf, if you have a carbon musaf, ain't b'ne'ilah. There's no ne'ilah. Carbon eitzim, if it's a carbon eitzim, which is a special day, we're going to have the days in a minute, ain't mincha. Then you wouldn't have the Maimid stuff, the Maimid laning by Mincha. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo ben Azai. Kachal yo Rabbi Yeshua Shana. This is what Rabbi Yeshua taught. Carbon musaf ain b'mincha. If there's a carbon musaf, then you don't do it by Mincha. Carbon eitzim ain b'ne'ila. If there's a carbon eitzim that day, then there's no Maimid by Ne'ila. Chazer Rabbi Akiva, Lios Shona, ki ben Azai. Rabbi Akiva agreed to ben Azai. The whole week we're going to go through all this Mishnah, what's going on here. Now, here it is. Zman Ate Kahanim. These are the times when Kahanim V'am Tisha. There are nine times of the year when there was a special family that brought a carbon etim. What's etim? Wood for the Mizbeach. Nine times a special thing. What are those 9 days? Here we go. One. Echad ben Nisan, b'nei Orach ben Yehuda. On the first of Nisan was his family. Esrim b'tamiz b'nei David ben Yehuda. Who's that? It's David's family. Number three. B'chamisha b'av. On the fifth of Av, b'nei Parosh ben Yehuda. Another family. Four. B'shiva b'o. On the seventh of Av, b'nei Yonadav ben Rachav. That family. B'asara b'o. On the tenth of Av, b'nei Sina ben Binyamin. That family. Remember we learned that what do you do if Tisha b'av is a nidcha? What would this family do? Because to them it was a yontif. Number six. B'chamisha asarbo. On the 15th of Av, b'nei Zatu ben Yehuda. The imam, and with them, was Kahanim, Leviim, b'chal mi sheta b'shvato. Anybody that made a mistake in a shevet. U'b'nei gunvai, alai, u'b'nei kote kitzios. And the Gemara is going to ask who these people are. Number seven. B'esrim bo, on the 20th of Av, b'nei pachas moav ben Yehuda. What's Pnei Pachas Moav ben Yehuda? The Gemara is saying, what's Moav doing here? Number eight, the Esrim be'Elul, on the 20th day of Elul, that's a month later, Pnei Odin ben Yehuda. Number nine, the Echad b'Teves Shabo, on Rosh Chodesh Teves, which by the way is Chanukah, on Rosh Chodesh Teves is Pnei Parosh Shnia. This family went a second time. This Pnei Parosh went a second time. Those are the nine. Now, by the way, says the Mishnah, Be'echad b'teves, on Rosh Chodesh Teves, lo hayibo maimed. There was no maimed that day. Why? Shehayibo halel, u'karbon musaf, u'karbon eitzim. So no matter who you held like before, there's so many things going on, there's no maimed leaning on that day. Okay? Now, really,
what?
When does that?
Sometime during the times of the second base of Mikdash. I don't know when. At some point, I mean, it has to be after Chanukah, right?
What's the significance of
Because it's because it what? Because it's Hanukkah. It's a Hallel.
Oh.
Hallel Hagadol. So the Hallel and Rosh Chodesh is not the same. But the Gemara is going to ask that question. Every Rosh Chodesh is a Hallel. So the Gemara is going to ask that later in the week. Okay, now really, the next from now to the end of the Mishnah is really a different Mishnah. It's a whole other topic. It's a topic called, it's about the 3 weeks now. Here we go. Chamisha Devarim Iru Tzavaseinu B'Shiva Asa B'Tamas. Five bad things happened to Klal Yisrael on Shiva Asa B'Tamas. Five things that the Mishnah records. V'chamisha B'Tisha B'Av. And five things happen on Tisha B'Av. What are the five things? B'Shiva Asa B'Tamas. Number one. Mishtabru Haluchos. The Luchos were broken. Number two. Batal HaTamid. The Tamid became Batal. They stopped bringing the carbon Tamid. When did that happen? Says Rashi, top line, Lefisha Gazra HaMalchus Gzeira Milahakriv Od. The Malchus made a Gzeira, you can't bring the carbon Tamid anymore. Says the Gvuras Ari, it has to be the second Beis HaMikdash. Because by the first Beis HaMikdash, there was no Malchus.
They didn't go straight to the second.
One second, but in the first place, there was no Malchus to be Gozer. But he wasn't Gozer anything. They came and destroyed it. I know, but the Gvursari thinks that it had to be the second base of Mikdash, based on what Rashi said. The Rambam says in black and white, it was the first base of Mikdash. What?
Josephus on the second base of Mikdash, they were bringing Karbonis up until the end, which is now, it's just the palace. And then at that point, they just didn't go to deal anymore.
They mean they ran out of animals.
Exactly.
I don't know. What does this mean? Rashi. He quotes over here. Rashi and Daniel says that was the first or the second. Second. Rashi and Daniel said the Talmud in the second Beit HaMikdash stopped 6 years before the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. The second. Rashi says 6 years before it stopped. I don't know. So not sure what this means. It's Mechokas Rishonim. Well, it's not a Mechokas Rishonim. Rashi here is unclear. Rashi doesn't say which one. The Rambam says the first. This a little bit implies the second. I don't know. Number three, V'hokvah Ir. The city was sieged. B'sarv apastumas es haTorah. Apastumas burned the Torah. We don't know who that is. We don't know who this is. We don't know when this was. The Gemara is going to say it's a tradition. We don't know. And number five, Behamid Selam Behechol. When was that? That's Menashe. That was the first Beis HaMikdash for sure. That he put up a tailor in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Hechel, he did that on Shiva Sabbatamas. Okay, next. Tisha B'Av. What are the five things of Tisha B'Av? Number one, Nidzer Alav Oseinu Shelo Yukantu La'aret. Hashem made a decree that the Bnei Yisrael will not enter the land of Israel. When did that happen? Tisha B'Av. Number two, Char Habayis HaRishona, the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And number three, Ubashnia, and the second Beis HaMikdash was also destroyed that day. Number four, Vinilka the Beitar. Beitar was captured. That happened in the year 138, around. That's after the Beis HaMikdash, right? And number five, Vinichmasha Ha'ir, and the city was plowed over. Right, the city. What city? The city of Yerushalayim. What? The city of Yerushalayim was plowed over. Okay. Now, a famous line: Mishenichnas Av, Mimatim B'Simcha. When Av comes in, you lessen Simcha. Right? Everyone knows that line. How do you lessen Simcha? So now the Mishnah starts off: When Av comes in, you lessen Simcha. The very next line is. Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Lios Pesocha, the week of Tisha B'Av, the Shavua Shechal Bo, Asher Lehitstaper. You can't take a haircut. What about Mishenichnas Av Ma'atim B'Simcha? No, nothing to do with that. So you can take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh Av according to the Mishnah, just not the week of Tisha B'Av. Right. So this year Tisha B'Av is a Tuesday, so you can take a haircut the whole first week. Rosh Chodesh Av is a Monday. One second. So the Ramah says, we're no hate from Shiva Sabbatanas.
Right. Right.
That's how we hold. The Mishnah didn't say that. It's a Chumrah of Ashkenazim. Okay, no one takes a haircut for the 2 weeks. mansions. They don't want to. Maybe you have some, I don't know, you meet the king or the president, maybe you have a heter. I don't know. People have to go to work, they shave, but generally people hold from this. One second, but it's so funny how in the Gemara, it's all you're going to hear. Number two, umulachabes. And you also can't wash your clothes. From when? Shavua shechalvo. What about the 3 weeks? There's no mention of the 3 weeks. The Ramah said, umachmer. What about the Gemara? There's nothing called the 3 weeks. Ubachamisha, ubachamishi, but let's say Tisha B'Av. So the Gemara thinks now the Tisha B'Av is a Friday, which cannot happen Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh Tisha B'Av can't be on a Friday. But let's say it could be on a Friday. So Bachamishi Mutarin Bibnei Kavod HaShabbos. On Chamishi it's Mutar because of Kavod Shabbos. Says Rashi, Chamishi Mutarin Im Chal Tisha B'Av Be'erev Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Erev Shabbos, which cannot happen today, right? Then mutarin lechabes bechamishi. Then you can do laundry on Thursday. Why? Because Tisha B'Av is Friday, and then we go right into Shabbos. Shabbos is not a fast day. You're not gonna have clothes for Shabbos. So on Tisha B'Av itself, you sure cannot. But and with v'shachal Tisha B'Av bedalad b'Shabbos. Let the Tisha B'Av fall out on a Wednesday. Lo mitzrich lemitzi de mutarin. For sure you're allowed to wash on Thursday. That's no question about it. Why? The Kidamrina Bigamara. Lo Shano El Lafana. Only before Tisha B'Av is a problem. After Tisha B'Av it's not a problem. So we don't hold that either. Because we also wait the next day. At least till Chatzos. Right? So first of all, this only applies when they did the Kiddush Levana Al Piriya. With Mount Azad, it's impossible for Tishra to be on a Friday. It can't happen. The question is, are you allowed to take a haircut for Shabbos? On that Thursday, let's assume Tisha B'Av would be on a Friday. Says the Mishnah, you're allowed to wash. For what? You have some fresh clothes for Shabbos, you're allowed to. What about taking a haircut? Now, why is that relevant? Because you can think of cases where it would come up, right? So can you take a haircut on that Thursday? That's a machlokas. The no, the Behuda says, you see clearly from here, you cannot. The Mishnah only mentions take laundry. Laundry, okay. Haircut, you wait. And the Magen Avraham explains, you know why? Listen to this. Because you don't always take a haircut every week.
You don't.
You don't take a haircut every week. Or you don't take a haircut, Mamash, today. That Erev Tisha B'Av taking a haircut? Clothing? Everybody has fresh clothing every week. Not everyone does.
Yeah, I always have problems with people who have a haircut.
Yeah.
Regularly, you should do not less
for
Arab shops.
Right.
That's not what you said.
What do you mean? Right.
Don't follow that advice.
Right.
Just because you have a heter, you should do it.
Right.
You'll do it anyway.
Right. Because they say that Shabbos shouldn't be less.
Correct.
Right. I know.
That doesn't change the heter.
That's a made up reason.
Exactly.
Right. It's a made up reason. And you see from here that Gemara doesn't hold from this reason. Right? Unless you want to say you shave every day, you shave even a haircut. And I try when I shave during the year, I try not to shave on Fridays. For that reason. There's no reason. Why am I doing that? I can shave Thursday night or Thursday. I don't have to shave Friday. I don't shave every single day. One day can go. You know what I'm saying? But people do it because they made it that reason. That's a separate thing, Soloveitchik. That's because he holds. That's a separate thing. That's a halachic thing. And he holds that every Friday it's not Svira. It's a separate thing. That's not what Motzi's saying. Motzi has no problem with Soloveitchik's. That's a unique thing. Soloveitchik came up with every day. It's a whole lamdasha thing. It's a whole lamdasha thing that Soloveitchik came up with.
I have no heter not to shave.
But no, someone comes up with a lamdasha heter. There's no beef with that. Some people, the shave would go to work. It's a legitimate heter. No question about it. Why is shaving Friday? The people go, well, I should not shave on Friday. I shave for my boss. I shouldn't shave for Hashem.
Yeah.
The answer is not. Hashem doesn't want you to shave.
Yeah. Right? The answer is yeah.
Exactly. People made up that thing. So at first blush, it sounds very legitimate. Shaving for him, my boss. I shouldn't shave for Hashem. No, that's not the halacha, right? People think.
Always bother me.
It seems to me exactly the opposite. Now you don't have to shave every day. You don't have to. Next, Erev Tisha B'Av. On Erev Tisha B'Av, Lo yachal adam shnei tavshilim. A person shouldn't eat two cooked foods, which we try to hold from that, at least for the last suda. Lo yachal basar, shouldn't eat meat. Lo yishtel ugayin, shouldn't drink wine. You see clearly from here that otherwise you're allowed to eat meat and drink wine. Such a funny thing. We don't eat meat and drink wine for 9 days. Right? And all of a sudden here, oh, by the way, the Erev Tishah B'Av, don't drink wine. What about the day before Erev Tishah B'Av? Right? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Yishana. He just says, do something different. Whatever you do, do different. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev B'Kviyat HaMita. Rabbi Yehuda would even turn over his bed like an ovel. V'lohod lo chacham. The chacham didn't agree with that. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Another thing now. A whole no side thing. Lo hayu yamim tovim liYisrael kechamisha b'asa ba'av ukbiyom haKippurim. There was no great days, no days in the Jewish calendar like Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. What's special about these days? Shebahen v'nos Yerushalayim yotzeis b'kli lavan. Everybody would go out in white, good-looking clothing. All the girls. Sholin, they would all borrow clothing. Shol levaya shesmisha einlo, not to embarrass someone who didn't have. So everybody did this. Kol akel to udin tefila. All right, but then you have to go put them in the mikvah when you got them back because you don't know who wore it. You don't know what kind of person wore it. Could be tamei. So okay, we'll lend it to you, but we'll put it in the mikvah.
Why
did you call that kelim? Kelim means, yeah, it means begadim. Ubenos Yerushalayim yotos, v'cholos bikramim. They would dance in the vineyards. Umaha yomeres. What would they say? Listen to this. Bachar, sir, sana einecha. Go take your eyes. And see what you want. Pick the girl you like. Don't look at the prettiness. Look at the family. Look who you're getting into. Sheker Achein, right? The Hevel Hayofi, Ishi Yiras Hashem, He Tithalol. Who is a woman that's praised? A woman that fears Hashem. That beauty. That doesn't impress anybody. But Omer, Tenula mi priya deha, Bihaluha bishari maseha. Okay. Why?
Everybody looks the same, right? How do you
know
family they're from?
Right. So you said maybe you go in choir.
But if you're in choir, family, why do you have to get dressed up? The whole point is for choir and family, why do you have to get dressed up and borrow clothes?
You still can do your stylist look as good as possible, no? You don't come looking like a schlump.
Doesn't say that.
Tana Verena, Benos Tzion, Melech Shlomo, Ba'atara, V'shitrolo, Imo, B'yom Chatzanoso, B'yom Simchas Libo. B'yom Tzachanoso, Zem Antara. B'yom Simchas Libo, Zembini Beis HaMikdash, Shibane, B'mhera, V'yamenu.
Amen.
So clearly this is written after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. This Mishnah. Okay. Next. Now we're going to go back and discuss the first part of the Mishnah, which was a hard part. So it said like this, B'shlosha Prakim Bashana, there were three times a year that Kahanim knows that it's Kapeyem, that the Kahanim duchen four times a day. What were the four times a day? Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ilah. What were the three times? Tainis, Maimid, and Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Tainis, Ma'amados, Miyak, and Musaf? There's no Musaf on those days. Right? There's no Musaf on a Tainis, and there's no Musaf on a Maimid day. These are regular days. We made a Tainis because there's no rain, and we made a Maimid because it's my turn. What's a new Musaf? So Gemara says, you're right. Chesuri Mechzer, V'hachi Ketani. It's Chesuri Mechzera. Vahachi Ketani. I heard something amazing last night. I was listening to a shir, and he said that the Maritz Chaya says that what's Chesuri Mechzera?
Missing words.
Huh?
Missing words.
You know why there were missing words? Because the Mishnayos were sung. The Mishnayos had a rhythm. Maritz Chaya said this. The Mishnayos were sung. They had a rhythm to them, and the words didn't. They broke up the rhythm, so they took them out. He said, they'll figure it out. The rhythm and the song is more important than having the words in there. You hear that? Because they memorized it. It was all the memorization. So they had a flow. Took the words out. It made the flow. Left those words in. It didn't flow. So took them out. Amazing job. Anyway, Hachi Ketani. B'shlosha Prakim. There are three times a year. Kahanim Nosen Es Kapehen. That the Kahanim Duchin. Calls Man Shemispalim. Whenever you're going to daven. Yesh mehen arba pa'amim. There are some times when it's four times. It's only one time. That's Yom Kippur, right? Arba pa'amim b'yom. Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ilas, Sha'arim, which is Yom Kippur. to Elu, and sometimes Hem b'shlosha prakim availing. And here they are, shlosha prakim, Tainis, Mamados, v'Yom HaKippurim. But the Musaf is only on Yom Kippur. We left that out. We left that detail out. Of course, there's no Musaf on a Mayim. There's no Musaf on a Tainis. Musaf is only on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur also. Amar of Nachman, Amar of Arvua, Zudiver Rameir. That's what Rameir said. Abba Chacham Omrim, Shachritz u'Musaf, Yesh behem nesiyas kapayim. Only Duchin on Shachritz and Musaf. Mincha u'Ne'ila, ain behem nesiyas kapayim. Mincha and Ne'ila, there's no Duchinim. Man Chachamim, who's the Chachamim? Who said that? Rabbi Yehudi, the Tanya. Shachritz u'Musaf, Mincha u'Ne'ila. Shachris Musaf Mincha and Ila, Kulam Yesh Ben Siyas Kafadiv Rameir. Rameir says you have Duchenin on all four of them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, I disagree. The Shachris Umusaf Yesh Ben Siyas Kapayim, Shachris and Musaf yes, Mincha and Ila ain't Ben Siyas Kapayim, Mincha and Ila no. So far, two opinions. Rameir says all of them, Rabbi Yehuda says only the first two. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ne'ila yesh benesiyas kapayim, mincha ein behem nesiyas kapayim. Says Rabbi Yossi, Shachris Musaf and Ne'ila, not mincha. So B'mai Kamifligi, what are they arguing in? So the following part. Rameir Savar, kol yome, every day, time of my lo parshi kahani yadayu, b'minchasa. Why does there no duchening b'mincha every day? So even in Eretz Yisrael, there's no duchening b'mincha. Why not? So the Gemara answers, Mishum Shichrus. Because we're afraid that in the morning, nobody eats before davening. So everyone's fine. By Mincha time, maybe people ate, they had a Suda, they had Yayin, and they're not right to Duchen. It doesn't mean they're drunk. It doesn't mean that. It means that they're not right to Duchen. Right? Shichrus, they had a Suda, they drank, they're not right to Duchen. That's why, by the way, by Mincha, we don't even say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. To remember, because there was never Duchen by Mincha. That's why on a fast day, we do say it by Mincha. Why? Nobody, because the Kahanim would duchen on Mincha time. So says Reb Meir, the reason why there's never duchening by Mincha is because of Shichrus. Right? So, Ha'idno, like a Shichrus. So now it's a fast day. There's no issue. There's no Shichrus, no eating. So they can duchen by Mincha, they can duchen by Neil. No reason why not. Either it's Yom Kippur or a fast day. By the way, even on a Maimed day, they fasted. So if it's your Maimed, you fasted. Even if you're a Kohen, let's assume. So why not? So therefore, there's no Duchenin. Therefore, there's Duchenin by all four Tfilas. Have you heard the Savar? Shachris and Musaf, what did he say? He said, Shachris and Musaf, yes. Mincha Ne'ila, no. Why? What's going on? Shachris and Musaf, Techol Yom Elo Shechach Sichros of Gazer Be'Rabana. So Shachris and Musaf is not an issue. Why? Because you're in shul. It's in the morning. No suda yet. No problem. Mincha ne'ila, the mincha ne'ila, the kol yome shchicha shichwas, gazu be rabbanan. Mincha ne'ila, the afternoon time, that's the problem. Today is not a day you can eat anyway. Take some kippur. Doesn't matter. The gzeira stood. Okay? The gzeira stays, and there's no duchening by mincha ne'ila. Rabbi Yossi Safar? No, mincha, the issa b'chal yom gazer ve'rabbanan. Mincha, every day of the year, there's no duchening. Every day of the year, there's mincha, by the way. There's mincha every day of the year. And there's no duchening any mincha time. Today's Yom Kippur. Doesn't make a difference. No change. Ne'ila, but ne'ila, the lesser b'chal yom gazer ve'rabbanan. But there is no ne'ila every day of the year. Only very few times a year you have ne'ila. There's no gzeira. How is it possible that you're not, that by mincha time, you're not roy? And then by Ne'ila you are Roy. So the truth is the whole thing's a fiction. Because it's Yom Kippur anyway. Anyway you're not eating. That's a funny shita. You can't duchen by Mincha. Why? Gzeira ought to the rest of the year, but you can duchen by Ne'ila when there is no rest of the year. It's a funny shita. That's what he says. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Halacha ki Reb Meir. We pass like Reb Meir, by the way. He's duchening all four times. Reb Yochanan Amar, Nagu Amkir Meir. We know it like Reb Meir. Rava Amar, Minad Kir Reb Meir. The Minad is like Reb Meir. What does that mean? Mandar Mahalacha Kir Reb Meir, Darshin Le Bepirka. You want to say the Lacha is like Reb Meir? You can publicize that in the Shir. You go to the shir. If a shir right before you pull the halachas, you can publicize it. Manda amar minhag. If you say it's a minhag, midrash lo darshinon. You can darshan about it, but aruye marinon. I'm sorry, midrash lo darshinon. You don't darshan about it. You don't delve about it. If someone calls you up, hey rabbi, what should I do? Yom Kippur. You pass it for him. Aruye marinon. Manda amar nagu. If you, and the ones who hold it means just with noeg like him. What does that mean? Aruye lo marinon. You don't even pass it like that. But vi avid. Ovid v'lo ma'adrinali. If someone did it like that, you don't want to make him do it over. Rav Nachman Amar, halacha k'Rav Yosi, halacha is like Rav Yosi, and by the way, halacha is Rav Yosi. He passed on Rav Yosi, which is why, one second, we'll get to the question one second. For in the now, my time, a parashi kahani yadayah b'mechasad tzitanisa, how come now, even though he passed on Rav Yosi, what did Rav Yosi say? Rav Yosi said, mincha no, gzera the rest of the year, but ne'ili yes. How come on the times we do it? Because kivin de besamach l'shkiyas hachama kaparshi kitzchilat ne'ilah damya. Since we daven mincha at the end of the day, it's like ne'ilah. It's a whole discussion. What if you don't daven mincha at the end of the day? What if you daven mincha gedola at 12:30 on a fast day? Do you duchen? So we don't duchen in the chutz laretz. Do you say el kainu v'lekei avaseinu? I think you do. Because we make a low plug on all fast days. Now, what? What about Yom Kippur? So a funny thing happens. Look at the bottom Tosfos. The bottom Tosfos says, "Ulakach, therefore, lo nahagu ha'om la'omer nesiyat kapayim b'mincha b'yom ha'kippurim." We don't say duchening by mincha on Yom Kippur. Why not? Because we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Ah, you want to tell me mincha's daven right before the ilah? It's not true. Lefisha misbal mincha, but odiyum gadol, because we daven mincha earlier. And the way he davened, we daven mincha earlier. Avol b'mincha b'shar tainiyot yeshus yes kapayim. But mincha on other fast days, we do that. We do say it. Then Tosfos says, avol mikol makom ni'ila b'yom kippurim yeshus yes kapayim. Mincha ni'ila in Israel they do duchen. Even Bizman of that, right? Mincha not, and the Ila yes. Why? Because he passed like Rabbi Yossi. It's a funny Shita. It's a funny Shita. Pass like him. Okay? Good?
No.
What?
It's an issue regarding that the Shukhan, but they do it, you know, how not.
Right. Right, it was a different lashon. It's how much do we hold like this, Rameir? Do we paskin like it, or just we don't really want to publicize it? That's what I mean.
It doesn't mean that.
Now, the kuli alami yashachar aser b'tiyat kapayim. Everybody agrees that if someone drank wine, a kohen drank wine, they're not allowed to duchen. So menahani mili, how do you know that? Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi mishum bar kapara. Lama nismucha parshas kohen mevarech la parshas nazir. How come the parshas of duchening is the parshas naso right next to the parshas nazir? What's the connection? There's nothing to do with each other. Lama lacha ma nazir aser biyayin av kohen mevarech aser biyayin. He can't drink wine. A kohen can't drink wine. Maskevla avod reb zera vamila raboshia bar zabda. What, he can't even eat grapes? A nazir can't eat grapes. What, a koi can't eat grapes? It's not even a shaker. So, well, that doesn't make any sense. What? That was real wine. It can't eat a grape?
I know. I'm saying, why can't he learn from that?
Learn from what? But the pasuk says that nazir brought an eish zara. Turns it to mean what? To mean what? That he was drunk. What's wrong with Eish Zara? I never had an answer to that question. Why do they have to come for other reasons? They didn't have any children. Right? There's one answer. They didn't have any children. Right? I mean, the Torah says Eish Zara. They brought the wrong thing. What exactly they did? To go have a shot. They did this, they did it. You have to come with things that are totally out of left field. They were drunk. They didn't want to have children. The Torah says why? Eish Zara. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that answer? I don't By the way, even if you want to tell them they were drunk, but that's not what it says in the Torah. That's a drasha. So how did they know that? They know it from here. So 1 second.
Listen, it also says take an eye for an eye. You haven't seen when the drasha is.
What?
So that makes sense to me, take an eye for an eye. You don't learn that drasha because it's the same thing. Do you make sense? That's what happened to Ayin Tachanayim, literally.
It's a good question. So we take Ayin Tachanayim.
What? Rashi says it's a very normal.
Yeah, but why don't we say literal?
So why don't we say
why not?
Maybe because that's the Kama, that's also.
What? What do you mean? What do you mean?
Because
if the Torah says it, it's not awesome.
It says it's not awesome.
It's a form of the Kama.
What?
I think it's a form of the
Kama. So it's paying double, no? What are you doing? Why are you torturing me? I stole a dollar, I'll give you back a dollar. I have to give back $2?
That's a
knas. What?
What are you doing? He's making excuses.
It's not a bad question.
You just said you don't interpret one thing literally and then the other thing you do.
No, so I would say Eish Zara could mean anything that has to do with Karbanos. And then I'll buy it. They brought this instead of that instead of this. But to say that they didn't want to have children and they were drunk, what does that do with Eish Zara?
Because
it makes the carbon of Zara, it's so far-fetched.
No, they were very smart people. They made mistakes. There's only one reason they could have made mistakes. They were drunk. They knew they'll love it.
So anyway, fine. I hear what you're asking. But there's another question. You want to tell me you learn out from Nazir, and Nazir can't even eat grapes. Tell me, a coin can't have grapes? It's not even shocker at all. Like, can't eat grapes? That's not the halacha. He's allowed to eat grapes. So Amar Vitzchak, Amar Kra, it says, L'sharso ulevarech b'shmo. To serve him, right? Where does it say that? It's in Devarim. L'sharso ulevarech b'shmo. Ma mishareis mota b'chartan. Just like a mishareis is allowed to have a grape. Af kohen mevarech mutar b'chartan. So too a kohen is also allowed to have a grape. You know what? We'll do one more line. E ma mishareis balmum lo. Af kohen mevarech balmum lo. Well, 1 second. But if that's the case, then someone who's a kohen serving can't be a balmum. So maybe teduchin you can't be a balmum. That'd be interesting. Guy Cohen's a balmum, he can't duchen. We don't find that. That's not the halacha. Cohen has a coin missing a foot. It's not allowed to duchen?
Yeah.
It's not allowed to?
No.
Really?
You're not allowed to do it if you have
to. So the Gemara answer is no. Ha'iska shlo nazir. It's compared to nazir. And by nazir, a nazir can be a balmum. Nothing to do with that. So too, a duchener can have a mum. What? 1 second. Umay chazis to mekashas l'kula ikash l'chumra. So why are you making the kekash l'kula? Why are you making it l'kula? Make it l'chumra. So the Gemara answers, asmachta niner. The whole thing is asmachta mid rabbanon l'kula. It's just asmachta. Really, we go mid rabbanon, we go l'kula. How you pass the l'chumaita? I don't know. I'm not kahanim so well. Balmum can't duchen?
Obviously Balmum can't.
Is that because they're going to make fun of him or because he's puzzled?
Because they can stand out.
He'll stand out. That's the Rabbana. But let's say he was a real Balmum.
So
if
you told him...
Right?
If you're unusually this...
All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.